All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys. Our subject is going to be on celebration on December 19th, 2024. And we have our usual co-hosts coming in. We have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people on the East Coast. We have one of our members of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Salar. We have my brother Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, BC coming in. And we also have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, with us. And we have her in the house with us. Thank you for coming and joining us.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone.
Live. So, yeah, we're going to get it started with some Slamosa and their song called Mona Man. And we're going to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from France, from Italy, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Japan, from China, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, South America, and North America, all across United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And we just thank you all for joining us and helping us to make this world a better place. So we're going to have some music from Slamosa, Ibera, Aaron Chupa, and Little Sis Nora. And the Restoned, and also Tim Henson. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to start off our program with some energetic music from Slamosa and their song called Mona Man. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Everything about
Man, that was a toe tapper for sure. That was Slamosa and their song Monoman. Man, that was a good energetic music for the startup. And we were trying to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, but we couldn't get a hold of him. So we're going to start off the way that we always do, with some deep breaths. And we're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity in the world and all the great things that we enjoy and love. And we're going to also imagine on our exhale getting rid of all the negativity and just bad vibrations that we pick up along the on the week and days. And we're going to inhale on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh, man, awesome. Always enjoyable to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us ready for an awesome show. Our subject is going to be on celebration. And since we haven't had our brother Wegedesk on with us, we'll start with our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be so curious to hear what your thoughts are on it, too. The thing that came to mind is the word that came to mind with when you were sharing about celebration as our topic today was gratitude, because they seem to, for my mind, they seem to go hand in hand. Like, it's about appreciations of somehow, in my mind, it often is. And it's funny because today is my Nana's birthday. She's been gone from us for a while, but she lived to 103 and a half years old. God, hopefully I got her genes. Mm. But anyhow, but just it, you know, I was celebrating in my own thoughts and mind as I was driving on the highway there to come. It's like thinking of the different memories, like it's like a little internal picture file and experience file that came up, and that's one way to celebrate. But I mean, often people think of celebration, it's even better if you're sharing joy and celebration with other people. And that actually, this word comes from like some kind of Latin origins, meaning in numbers, in great numbers or something. I personally think you can have a happy dance celebration by yourself, but certainly dancing by yourself is not as much fun as inviting loved ones or friends and family and neighbors in, and having some way of connecting to all the abundance. Like, there is a lot of abundance even with all the hard things that are going on in the world too, and obviously everybody's life is different. But it's just like, whatever we can be grateful for, and it can get anchored in celebration, I think that's good for the human heart and spirit, because all the burdens of the world, they're important to look at too, but they can really have a lot of weight to them. And I think celebration helps to give us wind underneath our wings to maybe to go higher, to rise higher, and to maybe to potentially address more of those, have more energy to address the more burdensome, problematic things of the world. So that's some of my thoughts. Can I just share one? Yeah, Nisi, are you going to be sorry that you gave me the bike?
No, go for it.
When I was driving home from New Westminster yesterday, I happened to notice on the side of the road this fellow who was transporting tomatoes. He had big cases of tomatoes. Somehow his thing had tipped, not his truck, but whatever he was using to transport them had tipped. And so there were tomatoes all over the sidewalk and by the road. And what I noticed is people running to come and help him. And, you know, the vibe of that whole thing was not like, oh, I'm going to help him and maybe he'll give me a bunch of things for free. It was like they just jumped in and started helping. And it was really a small but really powerful thing to notice, because, you know, we know there's examples of things when humans behave not as well as that, right? But it was just really great to see people working together on something as simple There was nothing to for them to personally necessarily gain from doing that, but it helped lighten that guy's load.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so those are some thoughts. What about you?
Very beautiful. Well, for me, I was contemplating all of this, and I realized like celebrations are, you know, in every culture. Every culture in the world, and even animals celebrate.
Oh yeah,
you know. So, and we're all very, very connected with everything that's alive, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going back to my thoughts of celebration and culture, because you know, culture we really acknowledge how important it is for
yeah.
every human being in the world. And this came up in my thoughts of celebration being so infused in all of our cultures everywhere. Doesn't matter what religion, color, race, gender, you know, this is in all of us. And and I was thinking about it, especially for since last week, you know, our subject was on what was it on again? I can't remember what it was.
But they were linked.
Yeah.
There's a linkage there.
It was very strong. So I was imagining, you know, celebration and culture being so important that we need it to help us get on the track of positivity, because it's something that we all want and wish for. You know, these things empower us. It's about, I was talking about our ability to have and produce DMT,
mm-hmm.
which is in everything on the earth, really. And so when we're able to reignite that DMT, which happens during our celebrations, you know, our achievements. Yeah, that's what it was, achievements.
Right.
And so just reliving those achievements are like celebrations.
Right.
And so, you know, this became key to me. Like when I'm going through a rough time or a hard time, not being able to accomplish what I'm going for, my goals. And then I start to remember these accomplishments. And the thing that linked it all was, you know, the accomplishment of surviving the state of anomie.
Yeah.
And this is what really, like, brings it out the best in me, is just to remember, oh, yes, I survived the state of anomie.
That recognition and celebration of where you're at.
Yeah,
and, how you've
and
been able
you know,
to.
It's such a daunting, horrible hole
yeah.
if you don't know where you are and what you're in.
Yeah.
And just to relive that and understand it through the words of, you know, our brother Sagaj. And he's the one that really introduced it to all of us and defines it very well and succinctly. And it's just so astonishing and astounding once you realize and grasp the magnitude of this condition. And to survive that, oh man, what a...
I have images of Rocky Balboa, but that's not exactly, yeah.
Beautiful, wonderful feeling just to
yeah.
realize, oh, I accomplished the worst condition on earth.
Yeah.
Man, that just... I get so fired up. I get so full of happiness and joy when I just remember that. Oh, yes, I survived the state of anomie.
Right, like...
And yeah. I want to pass that to, like, all the indigenous people out there that have survived genocide, really, and all these afflictions
yeah.
that humanity gives us. And, yeah, we're happy to share this all with everybody, and we're going to have to carry on the rest of our program here. And I know we're going to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk soon.
He was just trying.
I know.
We'll get to him.
But we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to have one of our members of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Salar. And so we're going to play a song from him, and it's from this guy that I just seen recently. His name is Iberera II, and he's playing a rendition of Mateus Satu, and the song is called Don't Dream It's Over. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to our member of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Salar. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. What a soft, beautiful, sweet sound.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, and it was played for a soft, beautiful, strong mind. Our brother with us, with Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Salar. And we have him on the line with us. Welcome to the program, Salar.
Hello to all of you loved ones. Mm-hmm. And my full respect and honor to all of you in all the corner of this beautiful world that they are hearing our voices and participating in this wonderful program. Mm.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And we have our subject today is going to be on celebration, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Perfect, perfect. It's such a wonderful topic. The celebration is actually an awesome act. But I believe, especially when we think about the celebration, normally we think about celebrating a bigger event. And that can be awesome and beautiful when only everybody has a reason to join. This is not possible unless we work hard every day of our life to help and support each other. I always think about an example of, for example, celebrating these upcoming holidays. It won't be enough to give somebody a box of chocolate, cookie, or a bottle of wine, and or sending a card and think, okay, I'm done. Now I can celebrate. I believe since we are all one, and we are like leaves of the same tree of life, we have to make sure during the days, during our life, to help and care for each other, for other people, for other leaves of the same tree. This is my strong belief, and now we are coming to how. Well, everybody has a different way of thinking and doing this. For example, I think with kind and encouraging words and acts, we can and should always remember that we can help each other with kind words and kind acts and really be there, and also think that we are given some strength. It is, and only it is, because the Creator, the Provider, the Nature, whoever gave it to us, want us to share this quality with those who don't have it, or those who don't have as much as we have. And we shouldn't forget that other people have other strengths that we don't have. And if we help each other and share each other, share the blessing that we have, we keep the wheel of blessing, opportunity, health, and happiness rolling. Then and only then, I believe we can really celebrate and enjoy and give this enjoy to the other people like us. So this is what I think about celebration of our time.
Very beautiful, very well put together. You know, this goes in line with our circle of life that we all have, you know, our spirituality, our emotional, our physical, and our mental. And as we have these all balanced, it creates our lives in a very positive, fluid, and natural way of life. And as we're able to provide that for ourselves and reach out and share, as you were saying, sharing with others, it creates a lot of positive motion in the same direction. And this is what I found very fascinating, that you brought that up, that, you know, we can share with each other and we continue that rolling positivity with each other. And, you know, as it, the momentum goes, you know, all of us getting together and rolling together in celebrating each other, it just adds to humanity in a very positive, beautiful way. So I really thank you for, you know, your insight and wisdom and bringing so much diverse thinking into our program and into our subjects. It's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And I give again my respect and love to each of you in the studio and each of the beautiful listeners around the world. I'm really blessed to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're always looking forward to getting you on our program and hearing from you and getting your wisdom and thoughts, and just such a blessing and honor and so much positivity. So we're going to have to let you go, but we're really looking forward to hearing from you again. And lots of blessings and love to you on your trail of life.
Thank you. Thank you and blessing to all of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Always so awesome to get him on here and listen to his wonderful.
I love that idea of the momentum, and that the words that came to mind is the positive contagion. Right, it's a good contagion for we catch things from each other no matter what, whether it's physical or emotional.
Yeah,
and I think that's huge. Yeah, the momentum.
Very great energy for sure. Yeah, so we're going to carry on with the program here, and we do have my brother Shkwait Shakhlach coming up next, and we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Aaron Chupa, Little Sis Nora, and their song called Rave in the Grave. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you, Harry.
Pretty good.
Dear Lord, thank you for all the beautiful things you give us in life. And thank you for putting food on our table every day. And thank you for taking care of Grandma, who's no longer among us. And for you, Grandma, wherever you are, you have and will always live in our presence. Thank you. Amen.